This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tui Nareo o Te Hapori, and also on Aero FM, Raglan Community Radio, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and I'm very happy to have Vanessa here today talking to us.
And hey, everyone, it's really nice to be. Thank you for having me, Haisa. It's really nice to be a guest after doing the show for so long. And I'm really looking forward to today's topic, which is all about how your mental and emotional well-being affects your physical well-being and how your physical well-being affects your mental and emotional well-being.
Cool. So before I get into all that juiciness, I want to say a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't worry if you missed the contact details for Progress to Health. I do play the ad again at the end of all the shows, so stick around and grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to get the contact details for Progress to Health if it sounds like something that would be good for you or someone you know. Now, Vanessa, thanks for being here again. We are talking about, you know, the relationship between our mental health, emotional health and physical health and how they influence each other.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so great. Thank you so much for having me here. It's really cool getting to be a guest. And it's like, I know coming into winter, like this is the really big thing that happens for people, isn't it? Because I know you, Haisa, and you and I, before we started the show today, we were talking about like you're more finding like, you know, sort of some general mental physical health, but it was related to emotional stuff. Whereas I was like, yeah, my mental health is kind of getting really affected by my physical health. And so it was kind of quite interesting to have that they're coming from different positions, but the same thing was kind of happening effectively. And so that got us into the topic of this. And also kind of within Te Whare Tapawhā, it's like all of them, isn't it? Like, I guess it's they all, we're not just one part of us. Like, we're all parts. And so everything has a reaction to everything else that's going on.
Yeah, like the real meaning of holistic health, which is basically we are more than just the body or our mind. You know, we're influenced by everything, you know, the environment that surrounds us. You know, the nature, the whenua, the people around us. So, it's really good to sometimes notice how we get affected by basically everything.
Yeah, and it's that thing of like, especially now coming into winter, like we're about to have cold and flu season. We're going to have that time, especially in the Waikato, where we have a lot less sunshine. And so if you're someone who, like me, gets chest infections, like get the flu, colds, or you're just kind of, you know, you've got school age kids or like kids in daycare, like the amount of bugs that are going to come through the house, right, are going to be, and how much that just makes you exhausted, right, just from everything.
And just to, you know, if you're not a cold person, yeah. like myself.
Oh, you don't deal with cold?
No, every year I get this shock when the weather changes and it reminds me, you know, this is winter and that's how cold it is.
And it's like, how many layers do I need to have to feel like a human being?
Yeah, and, you know, just like I feel a bit, you know, the seasonal depression, I feel a bit more sad, more achy, you know, because of winter and the cold. It's a real thing that happened to a lot of us that have chronic pain and chronic illness, you know. Some get more affected by the pressure and the temperature. So one thing that I started doing since last winter is to force me to get out of the house for winter and do something outdoors. I've started volunteer to coach a football team of 6-year-old girls. So, it's terrifying, but also so rewarding. You know, I just know that it would be so easy for me to, you know, just spend winter and the cold times at home watching TV.
And it's that whole kind of like, you know, yes, there is definitely good times to like hole up at home, cuddle up with a blanket and have a hot chocolate, right? But like, yes, getting yourself out there. And I think that's an amazing way, because like the whole thing of going to coach a six-year-old playing forward. It's like, just so cute, right? So that's going to get you out of the house. But then when you're out there and you're doing stuff, that's the stuff that's going to kind of make the real difference, right? But you've got to find the thing that will get you out of the house.
100%. And every time I'm like dreading it before I have to. I have this massive coat and, you know, I dread it. But once I'm there and, you know, I'm running around and making jokes, it makes me feel better afterwards, you know?
Yeah. No, so that's really good.
What is it for you, Vanessa, that, you know, influence you during winter? Is there some habits or anything that
you... Yeah, so I'm definitely the same as you. Like seasonal affective disorder, I find as soon as it gets to be more than... So as soon as it gets to be about 3 days or more of grey days, like, you know how we have that real... It might not actually rain, but it's just really cloudy, so you don't have any direct sunlight. As soon as I have that, my mood just tanks. It goes down to my shoes. So what I've found is that... I have to really, and it's kind of like what you've done, but in a slightly different way. It's like being purposeful. So getting the sunshine when I can. So I make sure I take a vitamin D supplement.
Oh, yes.
Which makes a huge difference. But also I make myself go out, even if it's, I feel miserable, but there's some sunshine. It's like, and what I do, one of the things that's super easy is that I make sure I have enough warm clothing, even though I am the opposite end of the scale to you. I am definitely padded for going to the Arctic. And so I don't have to wear quite so many layers. But I find when I'm going to and from the car, I always, when I get out of the car, I stop and I just lean against the car and I put my face up so I'm getting some sun on me, even for a minute or two. And I do that when I leave the car and I come back to the car. So that's my thing. And it's taken a while, but it's now just a habit, like it just happens. And it's like that thing of just getting any actual straight sunlight that I can on those days. And quite often it's first thing in the morning and I'm going to work and it's like, 7:30, 7:45, and the sun's only just up. And it is freezing, like quite literally freezing.
Really, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know why my face doesn't know whether it should feel warm because it's pointing at the sun or it should feel cold because it's frosty. But that's what makes a difference.
Yes, and another thing I just thought as you were speaking, Vanessa, is it's very easy as well to isolate ourselves in winter, in the cold months. My friend group during summer, we have lots and lots of events and music events and parties and places we all meet each other. But comes winter, it becomes really depressing because there are no social event basically. So since last year we started doing sort of like monthly Friday night potluck and games night. So just real casual, and we just meet at someone's house and we just get to hang out and do some really cool indoor games.
And it's so good because that stuff can be like what I find is so hard, because like so often the thing that will make the difference is the thing that's really hard. Like, right?
Yeah. Kind of like in DBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, one of the skills that we learn is to, you know, maybe act differently from what you feel like.
So if you're wanting to isolate, you're feeling really like you want to isolate, it's like going out and doing something social. But it's finding the way to do it so that you're not pushing yourself such to the point that actually it's worse, or that you kind of picturing doing it is so hard you can't. So that whole having some social people that you're comfortable with, so even if you're playing a game, you don't have to be really talkative. You just have to do that. Or you're going, I'm not going to play the game. It's like you let them know, send them a message and say, hey, I'm bringing some food. I'm going to share food or chat. But I'm just going to read my book or play my computer game in the corner while you're playing the game. I just want to be around you guys having fun and being loud.
100%. I've done that the last session we had. I was just a little bit overwhelmed. And they were playing charades.
It's like,
it was very competitive. But I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit here watching laugh because we've done girls versus boys and it was incredibly competitive.
And it's, my thing is like, it's actually just having those people in your life you can say that to. It's like, hey, I want to still do the thing, but I'm not in the space where I can do the whole thing, right? You know, you don't have to give any reasons where it's like, you know. Though I have found for myself, I don't know if you have had this, Haisa, I've taught all of my friends, not that it's too much of an issue because most of them are neurodivergent in some form, the spoon theory. And so even the people who are not neurodivergent, my friends and family, like they understand spoon theory. So if I say to them, hey, I don't have the spoons, like I have just enough spoons to get there, but I don't have enough spoons to be social. So can I just come over and be and lurk in your kind of the area and like soak up all the good? And everyone is always like, yes. Right.
Yeah, I have a little brooch that is a social battery one, and I just change around to show
how
I'm feeling and you know the sort of energy I have.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's easy to communicate that way. Another thing I find at this time of the year that can be really helpful is comfort foods.
Because
the weather is so cold, you know, having more like real whole foods, slow cooked meals, soups, you know, it's
warming
quite.
And also kind of slightly heavier foods, like so stews and dumplings and like, you know, yummy whole, like, you know, whole mac and cheese, whole foods. Like, and so like you stay full for longer because there's something about when you're feeling down and you're cold, it's like actually having a warm meal, but then you're not get hungry for a really long time because you've had a really solid, like really good whole meal, whole food meal makes it like really good. Like it just feels, it's easier to feel better for longer, I find.
Yeah.
And it's that thing, isn't it? It's not just your mental and emotional and physical, but it is, as we talked about, your spiritual, or so your social and your spiritual. But it's like, I don't know about you, but sometimes sharing a meal and or being around friends or people you care about who are laughing and lots of fun, I actually feel like that's almost like a spiritual, like that brings up my kind of
wairua,
like very much so.
100%, yeah. I just been to a party on Saturday and I at the beginning just thought I'm not going to be here for very long because I'm very low energy. But as I got there and I started having really amazing conversations and hanging out, I just didn't feel like leaving, you know. Yeah, so quite important to do those things. Thinking about the Whare Tapawha that we mentioned before. We talk about the new one, which is the whenua or the land. So anything that connects you to the land, to nature, as well as to, you know, the place where you came from. So you may not been born in New Zealand. So for me, I was born in Brazil. So sometimes having that regular connection to my culture actually makes me connect to the whenua, makes me feel more grounded in who I am. And so cooking Brazilian food sometimes. Today, someone here at the radio greeted me in Portuguese and it literally took me 3 times asking what to realize that it was Portuguese because, you know, I wasn't expecting, but we talked about how, you know, it's important to speak your language and stuff.
She will be very happy that I didn't tell you she was going to do that because she wanted to, like, she likes surprising people that she's.
Well, was a very big surprise.
It's a bit mean to do to you early in the morning, but yeah.
No, that's really good.
Yeah, and so that whole thing, like just that stuff, right? Like having someone address you in your language, and or like, you know, turning up and having someone say, "Hey, I just put the I heard your car arrive, so I put the kettle on, so I know you like a cup of tea. I didn't try to make it because I'm pretty sure I can't make a good cup of tea." Like that, just like it. That's that little thing that actually brings up that feeling. But also, when you're talking about the whenua, one of the things that comes to mind for me, because as you're saying, it's the new part. It's like it's been part of Te Whare Tapawhā for a long time, but a lot of us don't talk about it because it's kind of like, how do we talk about it? Because the whenua, the land, it's the part, it's your roots, it's the what the whare sits on.
Mm.
And so it's like, what is your history? What is who's important to you? What is your like your ancestry? What is like, you know, where are you from in the world? But where is important to you? Because I grew up in Rotorua, right? But I moved to Hamilton, to Kirikiriro, when I was 18 to go to university. And I'm about to turn 50, and I'm still here, and I'm, like, Hamilton is home. And so, to me, that's part of my whenua. And so that's the part that's really important for me. So it's like finding that out for yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, back to being in the whenua, there is also things that may be important to you about the environment. So you may want to help out, you know, in the river cleaning or tree planting day or anything that really interests you.
And in Kirikiriroa, there is a gully restoration organisation project because there's a lot of gullies in Hamilton. And so that's a really big one. So, yeah.
Another good one is to do, you know, we do feel like slowing down in winter. You know, just taking the time to reflect and grow, you know, like, you know, sometimes it's okay to not be feeling the best just, you know, slow down a little bit and reflect on your year so far and maybe reflect on the emotions or the thoughts that are coming to your mind. And it's okay to not be good every day or be active all the time.
That's a huge thing, isn't it? Is that we don't have to be 100% on every day, all the time, like all day. And it's, I'm trying to work into that whole done is better than perfect. Or it's kind of like I'm aiming for complete, for done, not perfect. Because like if you're aiming for perfect, sometimes you'll never start or you'll stop halfway through or you just feel like you're never completed. So if you're in the middle of winter and it's really hard and you're like, hey, I should be doing all these things, this is what I normally do. It's like, well, no, what's your winter stage like? And actually, is it just actually, this is now a time to think back on what we have been doing, look forward to stuff, like kind of planning some future things. If you're, it has to be warm and sunny, I can't do things if it's not warm and sunny, then like, yeah, what are some plans you can make? Because then you're still doing things, you're still achieving, and it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a great time to, you know, if your body is telling you to slow down, then slow down. I think with the modern sort of society and the speed of everything, we disconnected a bit from, you know, actually we are animals and we have those actual instincts about what's good for us. And sometimes we do need to slow down so the body can recover.
And And it's like we don't live by the season so much anymore because we have so much technology. We have heating, we have light, we have, you know, instant communication. And so because of all that, we kind of keep going, right? Whereas like actually, if you were someone who was living on a farm that had no electricity, you would have, you wouldn't be expecting to like stay up until midnight doing stuff, right? Because the sun goes down at like 5:30, 5 o'clock, right, in the height of winter. And so it's like, you know, you would actually be having a quiet evening and you'd be relaxing. So it's kind of like come back to that sort of what would be a good way to kind of look after yourself.
Yeah, and always, you know, stop and just see how you're feeling. Like if you feel you may be being overdoing the past few days and you're feeling a bit tired, then it's okay. Like we're giving you permission. If you need permission, just, you know, take the time and use the time to restore. We always say maybe do that for 2 or 3 days, maybe not longer than that, because then it's easy to just dip into a bit of depression, which is not great. But taking time to recover is important, and you can do that.
Yep. Okay. So one of the things I think is really important to remind all of us about is that sometimes what happens is we compare and contrast, right? And so it's like maybe what you need to do to look after yourself is like resting quite a bit. And someone else's, their way to look after themselves, they need to be more active. And so don't compare yourself to that. If you find your own rhythm, find your own way of doing it. So, yeah.
Yeah, so and sometimes even the choices you make, like, you know, I went to a party on Saturday and I had heaps of social connection, and then on Sunday I just felt like I had no experience to go out or to do anything. So I just took the day, you know, to recover, and that was all right. And, you know, it takes a couple of days to get back to normal.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, always, you know, listening to your own body is so important, and, you know, establishing those boundaries with, you know, the people around you, because sometimes it's easy to let others push us to do, you know, oh, you should be doing this, or we missed you at this event, or, you know, communicate, like Vanessa said, with the spoon theory, you know, or find words that, you know, for you it's easy to communicate those boundaries, and that's okay.
Yeah. And it can be a really big thing to, like, you know, if we feel like we're living into the expectations that other people have. Maybe last year you had more energy and more get up and go, and this year you don't, and you're worried that everyone's going to think you're going to have to do that. And maybe you're thinking that yourself, but it's each year, each day is different. So what do you need today? And it's, other than that kind of like little caveat of saying, hey, if you get to sort of 3 or 4 days in a row of resting, relaxing at home and not wanting to be around people, like at that point, maybe start investigating, like trying to do some stuff or checking in if you're starting to get really low mood.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe if you're, you know, stuck on that loop that you don't want to do anything, there are some really good apps you can, you know, free apps for mental health. I have a really good one for journaling. And journaling is, you know, there is a lot of good evidence that journaling is good. So maybe you slow down and you use those days that you are feeling a little bit, you know, off to maybe write about how you're feeling or your reflections for the years. This app I use is called Dailyo, Dailyo. And you can just like journal with, you know, little smiley faces and photos, a few words on how your day went, and or you can go as deep as you want. Journaling is great because you can go back and look, you know, oh, those days I was really well. What have I done the days prior? You know, what was happening those days? Which sometimes when your mind is busy, you can't think back to that. All right, so it's the end of our show. We've run out of time, and I will just play our support lines. And thank you, Vanessa, again, to being here.
Not a problem at all. So, yeah, grab a pen and paper and write some of these down if you ever need them.
Dick and see you next week on Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
Is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is.
The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.